Hi, is this Barry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mr. Groves. It's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
I don't understand what I bought. I don't like it.
Well, I know that you're kind of clicking through a lot of stuff, and there are other things that we're not charging you for, that's for sure. And it seems like we've spoken with you fairly regularly. But if you've got any questions about the actual service itself, I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you.
Well, I can't even get to my dashboard to see what it's about.
Okay. Looks like you had a conversation with Lily regarding that. Now, have you... The account itself, you've got your username, right, which is the phone number that we're speaking on?
Yes.
And then you have your password too, right?
Yes.
And you're logging into the my.localsplash.com, the dashboard portal?
Yes.
Okay. And are you getting an error message, or what's going on with that?
I'm not getting any information that's valuable, and I'm not crazy about the website either.
Okay. So, I know that you can make changes to the website yourself, but we're happy to make those changes for you. What are some of the things that you would want different on your website?
Well, first of all, I'd like to have a couple of leads. I don't have anybody calling me yet.
Right. Well, I hear you. The account is about, well, it's not even 2 weeks old. So this is really, you know, the first couple of weeks is when we get everything kind of plugged in and connected for you. So the second 2 weeks of that first month is really when you start to see the action. And then, of course, after that, it just gets better. Let me pull up your dashboard and see what I'm seeing on my end. But getting back to that website, because I do want to make sure that we're able to fix that as well. Did you want different photos or different content?
Whatever you put on there is not acceptable at all, I know.
Okay. But for the services, you know, and the keywords that you're listed for, pretty much everything related to electrical work, HVAC, you know, split systems, wiring repair, panel upgrades, and things like that. Those are all services that you provide and want to be found for, right?
Correct.
Okay. 40 years of experience. It says, are you in need of an electrician at your home or business in Cambridge? 40 years of experience. Groves Electric has you covered as your trusted family owned and operated electrical contractor. Licensed master electrician, et cetera. We are shockingly good at what we do. I mean.
Well, how come I'm not getting any calls is what I want to know.
Okay. So, you know, it's what, 12 days in. We're having to do a little bit of cleanup work from 411 local, but, that's not hindered the process much. I see that everything is in order and everything is in place. It looks like, from the very last notes in here, you know, you're looking at other services. You talked to Amy a little bit earlier on today, but I don't think you need any of those other bells and whistles. You don't need like pay per lead or pay per click. But let me check on your placement too. Your placement's starting to improve, and it doesn't happen overnight, but you do have the directories created. Everything's in place. So we should really start to see something happening now. Now, what I want to do, and I know it's a little bit frustrating, but, I mean, it's not like a lead-based service where the day that you sign up, there's already a backlog of leads and we just send them to you even if they've already been sent to your competitors. So it's a process to get you on the first page of Google. It does take a couple of weeks. We're 12 days in right now. But what I want to do is push out your billing 2 weeks, just to kind of give you like a 6 week first month. And then every month from now on, instead of like the 24th would be when it would be scheduled to bill on June 24th, I'm going to push that billing out 2 weeks. It won't even be scheduled to bill again until July 8th. So you're definitely going to see the traction between now and then. That's a full month away from now. It's a little more than a month away from now.
Well, Paul, let me ask you a question. Why didn't you email me the directions on how to use this, because I'm not getting anywhere. I don't mind if it works. It don't appear to be working to me. And I haven't been able to get on and even look at the dashboard. I've logged in. I used my phone number and I put the password in there, but it don't show you where you get anything for that. I don't understand it.
And the password is get internet right now, right?
Correct. Can we change that to something simpler?
You can change it once you're able to log in, and it's of course.
Able to log in.
So my.localsplash.com, and then the username is your phone number, just the numbers, no dashes
right.
or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. Everything's
right.
already verified or created at this point. It is a little bit, like I said, it's not uncommon in competitive industries for things to take a couple of weeks to get rolling, but this is really when the magic starts to happen, you know, so I wouldn't want you, pulling the ripcord before you jump out of the plane, so to speak, but
You talked me into this, and it sounded pretty good, and you don't have to go through all that again.
I just kind of want to let you know, I mean, you've got competition in the area who have been having somebody professionally optimize their business a lot longer than 12 days. So it's just going to take us a little bit of momentum to kind of get up and over that hill. And that's why, like I said, I wanted to give you an extra 2 weeks. It's not even like day one, you know, it's day negative two if we push the billing out 2 weeks. So like, everything that we've already done and everything that's already in place, I mean, your next billing isn't even going to be due for like more than a month. That's definitely going to allow us the time to get your phone ringing. Like I said, sometimes in competitive industries, it takes a little bit of time, but everything looks great on our end. You should start to see the phone ringing now, and we'll make sure that you've got access to your client dashboard.
Can you send me the directions on how to use this?
Yeah, I'll make sure that Lily, if Lily hasn't already done that, and you spoke with her about 40 minutes or so, I'll make sure that you get that information. But from her notes, it looks like she either has already sent it or will send it before the end of the day. But I'll speak with Lily. You spoke with her, like I said, about 40 minutes ago. And I'll make sure that between the two of us that we get that information out to you.
All right. What's the difference between pay for leads? Because I talked to somebody else and they said it's pretty expensive for pay for leads.
Oh, it can be. Now, there's a couple of different products that it looks like you were kind of looking at a little bit. And what Amy talked to you about is called local service ads, or sometimes called Google Guarantee, and that is pay per lead. So you'd be paying for every lead. Now, it can be fairly pricey, and I don't necessarily recommend it. I'm not sure if Amy went over the numbers here for you, but let me just check it out and see. And then the other thing is the Google paid ads. You know, Google ads can be expensive. It's a minimum of $300 a month just to have it started. But let's see, for your zip code, you know, you're looking at about $50 per lead if you wanted to do local services. So you'd be looking at, let me just do the quick math here, because it's a required of 13 leads minimum. So yeah, you're looking at pretty pricey to do the pay per lead. You're looking at about $650 per month for pay per lead. A pay-per-click is at least $300. So we're talking about $299 for the local pack, which is just below it. It is not as fast as pay-per-lead or pay-per-click, but, you know, 2 weeks in is when things start to really happen. I think it's a lot more budget-friendly, and, you know, being that, you know, it's a smaller company and you like it that way. I mean, you don't have like multiple crews and things like that. So I don't think you need anything more than this, but just a little bit more time. So I'll get with Lily, make sure that we get you the information. If she hasn't already sent it out to you, I'll make sure that she does or that I do. And then I'm also going to send you now. It's going to look like an invoice, but it's not an invoice. I'm going to send it out to you though, because I want you to see that your billing's been pushed out. So instead of, you know, the 24th of June, let me look at that up before I send it again. So instead of the 24th of June, it's going to be July 8th before anything is even expected to be billed. So I'm sending that to you by email just so you can see that we pushed your billing out. But I think everything looks pretty good. Like I said, in competitive industries, it does sometimes take a couple of weeks. At 12 days in, it's kind of to be expected. But everything is in line for everything to start happening here for you. The reduced pricing is always going to stay with you, too. But, yeah, like I said, I'll talk to Lily and see if she's already sent that information out to you. Her notes say that she has or will, and I'll have to find out which of it is, and we'll make sure you get the access to your tracking system. And then I am pushing out the billing 2 weeks for every month moving out here, so it's not just for this upcoming one. It's moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, 12 days in, it's kind of to be expected for a competitive industry, for the services that you provide. I think everything looks pretty much what we would expect at this point, but everything's in place for your phone to start ringing pretty quickly here.
All right, now, the first lead I get, what's it going to look like? Is it a message or how does it work?
Well, it might just be a direct phone call to you, you know, unless someone's going through the website and filling out personal information about how you can reach them and the services that they're looking for. And it could just very well be a phone call directly to you. But if they do fill out that information, you'll be able to see their phone number, what they typed into that request form, the service that they need and things like that when they want you to come out. So it's going to be pretty detailed as far as the information that you would have if they go ahead and fill out that form. Now, like I said, it might very well just be a phone call coming directly to you.
How do you track it if you just get a phone call?
Well, you'll have access to the tracking system and the tracking phone number, so you can pull recordings and things like that. I'm trying to multitask here and change that billing date to the 7th of July there. Okay.
Well, I hope when this time runs out, I've got some leads because I don't have nothing right now.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, it's a brand new starting from scratch kind of thing. So 12 days in, it looks like progress has been made and everything is in place. But I did push the billing out, 2 extra weeks. So it's kind of like, you know, day one, but even a couple of extra days on top of that. Everything's already in place. So you're just kind of getting a 6 week first month just to give it the time that it takes in a situation like this, you know? But I did also email that out to you. I think it should have fixed itself. Keeps wanting to say June 8th, but I fixed it in the billing. Okay, so that is correct. I just have to refresh the page. There we go. So, yeah, the email that I sent out to you does say nothing paid or nothing expected until July 8th. The billing date is the 8th of the month moving forward with the first payment due not until July. So everything's all set there.
Well, let me ask you another question. There's a phone number that they have to call, correct? And if I call that number, what's going to happen?
So we are promoting your phone number. There's the tracking number that forwards to your phone number. I'm not sure what would happen if you tried calling. It would probably just ring to your phone number, the 410-755-5433 number. If you tried calling that number, probably just ring through to the 6699 number. It's just a number that forwards to your number so that you can track it. But what it does is it tracks everything, and it initiates a recording for the phone calls. So if you don't have to call the customer back and say, hey, you know, what was your address or whatever it was. You know, everything's going to be there for you. And I'm going to make sure that Lily makes it quite clear on how you can access that. She's one of our longest, she's been around the longest for client support, going on like 7 years, I think. So she's definitely, on the ball with these things. And I want to make clear to her that you just want to make sure that you know how to access not only the tracking system itself, but the tracking phone information too.
All right, here's what I'll do. I'll play this out 1 month and we'll see what happens.
Well,
but right now,
that.
I'm really not too impressed, I tell you.
Well, I hear you. But like I said, it's not a lead-based service where the leads are already set and ready for you to follow up on. It is Google. So, I mean, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world or everybody would do it. It's not Home Advisor where you're getting leads that your competitors are getting. So getting you as one of the top options out of all of the other electricians and electrical contractors in the area, it takes a little bit of doing, even as a Google partner, but nobody can get it done faster than a Google partner. So it looks like everything's in place. You know, 12 days in, it is still a relatively young account. I do want you to see success and be happy with the service. That's why, like I said, I'm more than happy to push the billing out 2 weeks. Give us that extra 2 weeks to get everything going for you. No payment scheduled until July 8th. Okay?
All right. We'll see what happens July 8th, and hopefully I'll have a different attitude.
Well, I think you will, Mr. Groves. And like I said, we appreciate your patience and the opportunity to get this going for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you a lot, Barry. You have a great rest of the day, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.